locations and not at City Hall. Before we start the meeting, I would like to go over some housekeeping items. Tonight's meeting will be recorded. Those tuning in will notice that all participants, with the exception of the commission and some city staff members, are muted, and the video will be has been disabled. With this, we will allow participants to the opportunity to speak during public comment periods. If you wish to speak during a public comment period, there is a toolbar either at the top or bottom of your screen that will appear when you hover over it with your cursor. Click the word participants, and a box will open up showing the list of participants. And at the bottom of the box, you can click on raise hand. This will be seen by the meeting facilitator, and you will be unmuted at the appropriate time and ask your question or give input. During the time that you are unmuted, please make sure you do not have any background noise such as TV, radio, etc. Even shuffling papers can be picked up and cause a disruptive audio feedback through the microphones. All of our standard procedures will be adhered to, such as stating your name, address when called on. Comments will be kept to 5 minutes or less, and vulgarity and inappropriate language will not be tolerated, and will result in the immediate mute and possibly removed from the meeting. If you are unsure how to virtually raise your hand to participate, call 231-582-0336 at any time of the meeting, and executive assistant, well, is Patrick going to be the one that's going to?
Yes.
Patrick will be able to will be happy to assist you with the process. I would like to thank everyone in advance for the patience and cooperation as we work our way through tonight's agenda. I would like to call this meeting to order and start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Roll call.
Bauman?
Here.
Toot. Absent. All right. McNaughton? Absent. Moblo?
Here.
Needhammer?
McNaughton's here. Sorry.
Just one thing, members, please state the place you're at. You're participating remotely, and the city, state, and nation that you're in.
Okay, can we start with a roll call again?
Bauman.
Present, and I'm at my home in Boyne City, Michigan.
Chute. McNaughton.
Here am I, and I'm at my home in Boyne City.
Moblo.
Here, and I'm at my home in Boyne City.
Needhammer.
I'm here at my home in Boyne City, Michigan, USA.
Newton.
Here at my residence in Boyne City.
Place.
I am in Petoskey, Michigan at my workplace, 427 Creekside Drive, Petoskey, Michigan, USA.
Jeff Ross.
Here at my office in Petoskey, Michigan on Spring Street.
Monica Ross.
I saw Monica.
Monica's muted.
Oh.
Monica Ross?
Unmute.
Here at my home in Boyne City, Michigan.
Thank you.
I did receive a call from Larry Shute requesting to be excused. He was not going to be available for this meeting.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to excuse Larry's absence.
I've got a motion to excuse Larry
Shute. I'll second.
I got a motion and a second. Roll call, please. Or Jessica?
Roll call again?
Yes.
Okay. Bauman?
Yes.
McNaughton.
Yes.
Mablo.
Yes.
Needhammer.
Yes.
Newton.
Yes.
Place.
Yes.
Jeff Ross.
Yes.
Monica Ross.
Yes.
And Chu.
All right. All right,
Scott. Mr. Chairman, if yes. I may, yeah. I just want to bring to your attention that we do have an attendance, our student liaisons that we adjusted our bylaws to allow a yep. couple months ago. I seen Alexis Reed was with us, and the other is Madison Smith. I didn't see her there, but I'd just like to welcome them, and as liaisons, they can participate in the public discussion, and also they can participate in the Planning Commission discussion. So as we move forward, just keep that in mind.
All right. Thank you so much for being here.
Welcome.
Yeah. Welcome.
Yes. Welcome.
Thank you. And also, Maddie Smith is at basketball practice. She wanted me to let you know.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to consent agenda, the approval of minutes from November 16th.
I'll make a motion. This is Tom. I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
Monica Ross, I'll second that.
Got a motion and a second. Roll call, Jessica.
Baumann.
Yes.
McNaughton.
Yes.
Mablo.
Yes.
Hammer.
Yes.
Newton.
Yes.
Place.
Yes.
Jeff Ross.
Yes.
Monica Ross.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we'll move on to hearing citizens present on non-agenda items. Patrick, is there anyone here that has a non-agenda item?
Mr. Chair, this is Tom. Could we maybe just have a little presentation from Alexis, just her name and age and why she joined us?
Sure. I was going to try and do that for good of the order, but we can do that.
Wherever you want there, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Yeah, let's move on. Let's move on to hearing citizens present for non-agenda items. Patrick, was there anyone?
Seeing none currently.
Okay. Keep me posted. Let's move on to reports, officers, and boards and standing committee.
The Marijuana Task Force will be meeting on Thursday to further review our public engagement strategies. Hopefully we can have actual public engagement as things hopefully get better this summer and we can actually meet again. So we'll continue to develop those and keep you posted.
Perfect. All right. Unfinished business. There is none. Move on to new business. Preliminary plan review for 411 Northeast Street.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a proposal from Edward Louch and his architect, Jed Dingens, are requesting a preliminary review. I didn't see, were they here at the meeting, Patrick?
I'm not seeing them either, Scott.
Okay, well, if they're not in attendance, maybe we can move on to the next item.
Okay.
And give them some more time to attend the meeting.
That sounds like a good idea. Let's just, let's move on to the preliminary plan review of DeFuku Webb.
Thank you. We have received a request for a preliminary review for the proposal by the DeFuku Corporation to build a manufacturing facility on some property that was acquired by the city that is currently in Boyne Valley Township. The township and the city have come to an agreement on a 425 agreement to transfer that property into the jurisdiction of the city. So that will move forward in the next few weeks here to finalize that agreement. Basically, it's about 40 acres total that the city purchased. It's just adjacent to the east of the new surgery center and the Northern Logistics.
Mm-hmm.
The proposed manufacturing plant would be built on basically the southern half of this. The parcels are bisected by a strip of land that's owned by Boyne Valley Township, and that's where the trail lies. You can see that on that white line on the aerial. So they will be proposing to construct a manufacturing facility on this site. We have Tim Hund and Jeff Howery from Daifuku and their team here to review their proposal. And if you have any questions for me, I'm happy to answer them. If not, I would suggest to turn it over to Tim and Jeff.
All right.
If it's okay, I'm going to go ahead and start for our team. My name is Dean DeKreiger. I'm with the DK Design Group out of Cadillac. We are the architects for the project. As you mentioned, we do have Tim Hund with us. Also with us today is Kevin McCarowitz of C2AE. They are the civil engineer on the design team. Tim Hund is the local president of Jervis Webb / Daifuku. We're going to have Kevin give us first some overview of the site and present that. I'll follow some actual description of the building, and then we'll let Tim follow up with some statements about the company.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Dean. Again, my name is Kevin McCarowitz, civil engineer with C2AE in the Gaylord office. And you should have received two drawings and a write-up of site utilities that will be used for the project. And someone is forwarding down or paging down to that description. That description was written by myself and submitted to our architect and the owner for our schematic design submittal. So I'd like to discuss the water, sanitary sewer, and the stormwater that would be proposed for the project. If you could maybe pan down to the site plan, which is a few pages down. One more, I believe. There we go. Oh, actually, that'll be the elevations from the architect. We'll come back to those. Next page should be the overall civil site plan. And maybe it's stuck. There we go. So the overall site is shown on this plan. We have, first of all, the facility. The manufacturing facility is going to be, as of right now, steel building has been ordered, so that manufacturing portion of the building will be approximately 700 feet long by 300 feet wide, giving a manufacturing square footage of 210,000 square feet. Then there will also be offices included on the front that will be facing M75. The office area will be just over 15,000 square feet. Those dimensions will be about 96 feet wide by 159 feet long. So then on the property, we have parking that is shown. Both for the office, we have 47 office spaces provided, and then we have on the southeasterly side 150 parking spaces. You'll notice upon further review of the overall site plan, we propose to construct, install a 8-inch water main loop around the building. We would tie into the existing 12-inch water main that's located at the intersection of M75 and Mole, and then run parallel with M75 on the north side to the new entrance, and then around the building, and then connect into the existing 12-inch water main that is along Lexamar Drive. Again, that is proposed at 8-inch diameter. We'll have valves and fire hydrants spaced along that route as required by the 10 state standards, which we use for design. Next is proposed sanitary sewer. We are proposing an 8-inch diameter gravity sewer that would come out of the new facility on the north side, which is facing the bike path. And that would then flow by gravity to the northwest out to Lexamar Drive and tie into the manhole within, well, about the center of Lexamar, just upstream of the pump station. Now, then the next drawing on this agenda packet just shows the sanitary sewer profile that just verifies that we can complete that by gravity and tie into the existing sanitary that's there on Lexamar. We've also, my boss Larry Fox has discussed with Mark Fowler the existing capacity of that existing industrial park pump station number 2, and that existing station would not need any upgrades as long as or until the facility would meet or exceed 200 staff members. Lastly, I would like to cover the proposed storm sewer. We have proposed 7 retention basins on site, mainly in the front of the building, along or closest to M75. All storm water would be retained on site and drained to the basins. We know that we have heavy soils in the area, so we're in the process, or the owner is in the process of gathering additional soil borings at the basin locations to allow us to appropriately size the proposed basins using the stormwater ordinance design storm of 50-year 24 hours. And then we would only, as an emergency overflow, propose to connect into the city storm that was installed, I believe, in about 2014-15, that is on the west side of the existing MDOT basin, which is on the west side of the property. So again, just as a review, we're proposing to infiltrate on site with the basins and only tie in as an overflow only, connect into the overflow, the city storm as an overflow only, to allow for any larger storms, larger volumes that would exceed the 50-year 24-hour storm. Maybe before I go any farther, are there any specific questions at this time with regards to water, sanitary sewer, or storm sewer?
Not really.
Okay, very good. Just a few other items I'd like to cover before we turn it over to Dean and then Tim. We have had preliminary discussion with MDOT with regards to accessing the facility And if a left turn lane or deceleration lane would be required by MDOT. So we are working with them now, or continue to work with them, and we'll have information prior to the submittal date for your March 15th Planning Commission, which we intend as the formal site plan review.
Okay.
Just want to note that Daifuku is planning or intending to have most, if not all, semi-delivery trucks accessing their new site through or via Mole and Lexamar Drive. And again, we'll work with MDOT to make sure that that happens per their recommendations. We also want to just briefly touch that prior to our formal site plan submittal, we will comply with setbacks for the new property, or once the property is officially brought in with the 425, the planned industrial district will comply with the setbacks that are noted in your ordinance. Will also comply with your parking requirements, landscaping requirements, signage requirements, and so on. We'll provide more details, of course, with the final, the official formal site plan review submittal. Again, this is just a pre-application meeting so we can discuss the project and give you, the commission, some background and to allow you to raise any questions or concerns at this very preliminary stage of design. Mm-hmm. We understand that site plan review submittal is required 20 days prior to the meeting we intend, or we would like to be on the agenda for. So again, March 15th is our date, Planning Commission date, that we'd like to formally have the site plan review submittal. So we will be submitting that required information 20 days prior to that, which should be what's required by your ordinance.
Okay.
Question for Scott McPherson. I just wanted to clarify that there are no other meetings, or want to make sure that there are no other meetings that we or the rest of the design team would be required to attend prior to that March 15th meeting.
I believe the EDC LDFA met today and was discussed the proposal. So that's the only other meeting that I would anticipate.
Okay, very good.
Aside from this, there will be a zoning process to zone the property. So you know, you may want to attend those, and those have yet to be determined when they'll occur.
Okay. Ed Hunt from Integrity Construction Services was unable to join us with the meeting tonight, but they are part of the design team, of course, and Ed wanted me to point out that, or just review briefly, that he discussed with Scott several months ago. I believe it was in July or August of 2020. I just wanted to make sure that, or verify with the planned industrial district, industrial and manufacturing is an allowed use. And it did not appear at that time that any variances would be required for the intended use of this site. Is that correct, Scott?
That is correct. The manufacturing facility is a permitted, primary permitted use in the PID district. So no use variances would be necessary. And after reviewing what you submitted, it doesn't appear any dimensional variances would be needed as well.
Very good.
All right. Thank you, Kevin. To give a few more comments as far as overview of the building, I know Kevin covered some of that. The building itself will have two components. The plant itself, which as Kevin mentioned, is going to be 300 by 700 with the long edge parallel to M75 for 210,000 square feet. That is a pre-engineered steel building structure with steel panel skin, and it will have a flat membrane roof. I would just note that the actual color of the metal skin has not been finalized, but it's intended to be a neutral color. The office wing, which is attached to it, is approximately 15,500 square feet. Again, with its long dimension parallel to M75, it will be approximately 160 feet by 96 feet. I think I neglected to mention that the pre-engineered building is going to be about 38 foot 6 inches high above grade. The height of the office will be approximately 25 feet at the entry corner, which is a little bit higher, and then the bulk of the roof will be at about 17 feet. The office wing will be more of a conventionally framed building with exterior masonry bearing walls and interior steel columns, beams, joists, and metal deck. It'll also have a membrane roof. Again, exterior materials are still being finalized, but they will include some architectural metal panels, glass and aluminum frames, and either brick or decorative block to give it some accent. The plant and the offices will be fully sprinkled. And while it probably goes without saying, they will meet or exceed all building code requirements. So that's just a brief overview. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Tim Hun to give us some comments about the business.
Yes, thank you, Planning Commission, for listening to us today. I am the president of Daifuku Jervis Webb Company. As you probably very well know, we have a manufacturing facility in Boyne currently, as the small one on the other side of the street. We have been very happy with the progress of that site and the workforce that we have in the Boyne area. And thus, our business is we are a conveyor manufacturer. We mainly supply conveying solutions for airport installations, as well as many industrial applications such as John Deere, or could be Tesla, could be a lot of variety, but basically we're a system integrator with a conveyor solution. Our plant is currently adopted very good lean manufacturing concepts and 5S concepts, and we hope to continue that at the new facility. We have had a tremendous growth in our company, and therefore we need to expand our business, and we're very happy with our workforce, so we want to retain the workforce and add to the workforce in the Boyne City area. This is the main reasons driving this new facility, as well as we're combining the Harbor Springs facility. We will be vacating that facility and combining that workforce with this workforce, plus adding additional workforce to really optimize and efficiently run our operations. This plant in Boyne also supplies material to Harbor, so a lot of inefficiencies with the truck running back and forth 2-3 times a day carrying material. And we are very excited to and very grateful to our parent company in Japan to allow us to have the budget to build this state-of-the-art facility. We're going to be very proud of it, and we hope for a expedient site plan approval so that we can bring what we think is a state-of-the-art, beautiful manufacturing facility to the Boyne City area. And your support is greatly appreciated, and greatly appreciated getting the 425 agreement in place. I know that was bothersome to me and to our company, but at the end of the day, we finally got it done, and I'm looking forward to moving ahead now. That's all I have.
Thank you, Tim. All right. Right now, I'm actually going to open this up to the public for a public comment. If anyone has any questions about this project, you can ask us. Patrick?
Not showing any hands raised currently, Chairman.
Okay. All right. Well, then I'm gonna close public comment and then go to the board. Are there any questions from the board about this project or comments? Or
I got a couple questions. Is the old, the current factory going to stay there after the new one is built?
Yes. Well, we plan on selling that factory. So I guess the answer is no, we're not going to be in there, but we hope to sell it.
And then one other thing, I looked at the property today and I know those existing barn buildings that will be taken down. There's that long driveway that crosses the bike path and ends, looks like a private property. Does that have?
Yes, I refer to my team. There is a plan to have a solution for that. We're very much aware of that, but go ahead. My other guys on my team can explain.
Okay.
Excuse me, this is Kevin McCarowitz. If you look along the south and the easterly edges of the property, there is a 60-foot wide easement egress and ingress easement that will be relocating that roadway that you see on the aerial photo, so that access can be maintained.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions or comments from the board?
Well, I one more thing I just wanted to comment. I'm pretty excited about this, and I thank Jervis B. Webb and Daifuku for continuing to invest in Boyne City.
Yeah, this is a really exciting project. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
The
trail. Yeah, thank you for the comment. And we, as I said, we have a very good workforce that we're very proud of. And so we hope great things are in our future. But thank you. And if there's no other questions for us and you're moving on with the business meeting, I will exit the meeting.
Okay.
I do have a question. The trail and the access drive off to the north. Now with this truck traffic coming in, there's going to be much more traffic going on this road. So we're going to have two crossing points for that trail. Is there any opportunity that can be explored to relocate that maybe a little farther to the east? So it would avoid that crossing.
Scott, this is Kevin. I will work with Dean and with Daifuku to review that existing crossing. I know, having participated in meetings prior to this, Northern Logistics is a main team member with trucking for Daifuku, and we will see what we'll investigate what can be done for that that location. That's about all I can offer at this point, unless Tim or Dean or Jeff have anything else.
Yeah, I will say that it is true. Northern Logistics is an excellent partner of ours that probably handles 90% of our truck trucking requirements. So together, maybe we can look at a creative solution to that problem you're referring to. I think I understand what you're talking about. I can't promise anything, but we'll certainly look at that. But I do know what's very attractive about this property, as you can see, there the trucks virtually can come right next door and take care of a lot of our outgoing shipments. Of course, we have inbound shipments as well, but maybe we can come up with something, but we'll definitely look at it.
I have a question. I'd like to ask Mr. Hund or whoever appropriate. As a former director of the Chamber of Commerce, I'd like to echo Aaron's comments and say that, you know, Boyne City is very, very glad that you're investing in our community. I just wondered what were some of the deciding factors that brought you to this site?
Number one most important deciding factor was our workforce. We have a very dedicated and knowledgeable workforce and just very passionate. They're really great. I can't say enough about them. So we didn't want to lose that. And we know that the culture in Northern Michigan is people live up in Northern Michigan because they love the feel and the ruralness of it and the beauty of it. And so we could have located it in the Detroit area. We could have went out of state, but we wanted to maintain that workforce, and we respected the fact that these people enjoy living in that community. So our first look was all around Northern Michigan. We looked in the Harbor Springs area. We looked because we thought about moving either closer to Harbor Springs or to Boyne City. But I've always liked this industrial park. I've been by it many times when I come up there to visit. I live in Howell, Michigan currently. And that was appeasing to me because we liked the fact that we could get relatively easily utilities, sanitary, all that stuff. And we would be part of an industrial park, and we wouldn't potentially have the cost of bringing it into a remote piece of land somewhere. And we like the, actually behind this property, it's very scenic. We even like the opportunity that our members could take a walk on that trail at lunch hour or something. I think it fits our needs very well. So for all of the above reasons, but I would say the primary reason was to retain our very good and skilled workforce.
Thank you. That's very helpful for recruiting other businesses and keeping the ones we have. So thank you. And I think you probably know that Boyne City is doing all it can do to expand affordable housing. In fact, we have another small project on our agenda tonight and several larger projects. So hopefully there will be plenty of room if any of your folks need to relocate. So we appreciate what you're doing here.
Well, thank you. I think our only, to be quite frank, our only concern is that we see a lot of growth here, and which is good. We're trying to hire people at our current facility and are struggling a bit. So it was a little bit of a sell for my parent company in Japan because they were concerned that we would not be able to recruit. But I stuck my neck out there and said that we'll get the people, we'll just build it. But I certainly hope we can get a lot. You know, we're the kind of company that we're finding out now, we're willing to train. So we don't need people that are necessarily come right off the street and ability to weld or to fabricate. We'll teach them. We just need that passion and that willingness to learn. And we're more than happy to co-op them or train them and have a great future for them. We have some members in our company right now that have been there over 40 years. So we do have a very loyal workforce, but we do have to bring in the young people. So that'd be our challenge. And that would be my suggestion for you guys bringing more people in is to to just, I think businesses would be a little scared if they didn't think they could get recruit enough people. But I do think the people are there. I think we just got to do a better job of recruiting.
Aaron, this is Tom. I'd like to echo some sentiments by my fellow commissioners. You know, the city commission, we bought that property because it was available with the idea for expansion, future expansion. Never did we dream that future expansion would happen so quickly. And we appreciate your faith in Boyne City, and we think it's going to be a good marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we agree. And we, please understand, we are very, we want to contribute to society. So we, our company has a model of corporate social responsibility. So we will make the product, the property very aesthetic. We will participate in anything that we can for the community. We're more than willing to do that. That is our mantra. We are very, a very socially responsible company. And we take that, you know, even our carbon footprint. And from an environmental standpoint, we're ISO 14001 environmental. So I just want to assure you, we will be an excellent neighbor for your community.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? All right. Well, thank you so much, guys. This is really awesome to hear. So, Scott.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Did
Patrick, did Mr. Louch or Mr. Jenkins come to the meeting?
We did have one addition. I'm not seeing either of those names.
Okay. Well, given they're not here, and the whole point of a pre-application meeting is to get feedback to property owners, I would leave it to the commission if they want to proceed with a review of this and submit some comments back to them, or wait until they can attend.
Let's go on to the 2020 planning report and then just see if they show up.
Okay. Well, 2020 planning report has been submitted for your review and comment. And if you're satisfied with it or have no changes, it'll be submitted to the City Commission as required by the Michigan Planning Enabling Act. Basically, it's a rundown of all the stuff we did over the past year. Since you're mostly there during all of it, I won't elaborate too much on anything. But if you have specific questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Yeah, it's always interesting going through it again and looking at all the things that happened over the year. So,
yeah, a lot happened this year. Pretty impressive.
A lot happened, and we weren't actually in City Hall for very much of it.
Scott, in reference to the property maintenance code, I see you've already used that as a tool for some violations. Can you expand
on that? Yeah, I have, haven't initiated any enforcement actions, but have contacted them, several property owners, and advised them of violations of the property maintenance code. And we're going through the that notification process right now. Once the appropriate timelines for correcting any violations are up, then we will move forward with enforcement action as necessary.
Now, I see you got complaints received. Are most of the stuff that you're looking at, are they complaints, or are these just stuff that you're finding?
In regards to the property maintenance code?
Yes.
Mostly complaints, but there are obvious ones that I've noticed that they followed up on.
All right. All right. Does anyone have any specific questions about this?
I think we have to ask our student representative. We have to have a multiple choice test on all the details here, don't we?
Don't worry, like homework.
But yeah, as what Scott said, this is kind of our, I don't want to say report card, but it's our, all of the things that we have done throughout the year that very explains it out. But then we're able to use this as a tool going forward to be able to look through the years and see what things specifically have gone on, which is very, very helpful.
I try to make it as complete as possible. So someone that doesn't attend every meeting, but can grab that report and kind of go through it and identify exactly what happened all year and some of the basis and rationale that was used in making these decisions and other projects that we've been doing. So,
mm-hmm.
In regards to housing and any zoning barriers, do you see any future steps? What's the next thing that we could do to help housing?
Well, the only thing that we may want to discuss again, I know there wasn't well received the last time we talked about housing in the industrial park. Since that time, I have participated in a housing forum, and there was a community that does have housing in their industrial park down in Frankfort. And I was going to follow up with him to see exactly how that works, because there may be opportunities there that we can explore then in a way that be more feasible than what we were talking about before. So we may explore that a little bit more.
Okay.
Well, I know it wasn't overly popular, but I thought that the majority of the commission said they would at least be willing to look at things, especially if they were on the edges of the business park.
Right.
So
I think the parcel along M75, what would it be by there? There's some land available in there by the doctor's office, maybe, or along that stretch. That might be appropriate for some sort of multifamily housing. And I believe that's still part of the industrial park.
Right. Okay. Well, that would be great, Scott.
Okay.
Does anyone else have any specific questions about this?
Well, we can, pretty soon we can add the soon to be maybe 2 years from now vacant Jervis Webb property. So if people start asking, about potential sites, that's going to be there. And some companies prefer a building that's already done. It's probably less expensive than building brand new.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the additions that they're already making.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Scott, do we need to vote on being able to adopt this into any plan?
If there are no changes and the commission satisfied with it, you can receive and file and I'll submit it to the city commission.
All right. Well, I'm pretty satisfied with it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Patrick, have the people for, why isn't it on here? Okay. For the 411 Northeast Street project, has those participants shown up?
I have not seen anyone new show, but if they are in attendance and for some reason can't unmute or something to that effect, feel free to give me a call, 231-582-0337. I'd be happy to help.
Okay.
Just as a quick thought, wasn't everybody pretty thrilled when they saw this? this building that has been an eyesore for who knows how many decades, possibly coming into use. Obviously, we hope the neighbors get to look at this and make sure they're okay with it. But I thought it was a brilliant way to make use of an ugly old building.
Absolutely.
That's that old organ or locker factory, yeah? Or was it an old school?
Cool. Yeah. Yeah, I was very pleased with the design. The only question I had is I thought that in the front facing East Street, possibly there should be a couple of guest parking spaces or maybe a handicapper space. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I thought the design was good. And I also had a question on if there was going to be any type of, they only showed us the basement floor plan. I didn't know if there would be any type of laundry facilities in the building. Just a question.
Okay. All right. Well, so actually right now, let's just move on to staff report then.
Just a couple of things. Through the Michigan Association of Plannings, they had some webinars available on Winter Cities. As an RRC community, these are free for our Planning Commission members. You would have to register and get a code, which I have, and I can give that to you if you let me know you want to register. But there's three different pre-recorded webinars that just go over, you know, Winter City strategies and how to make winter activities more user-friendly for folks and more comfortable and that kind of thing. So it's interesting if you find that in your interest. And also in March, there's going to be some training, Planning and Zoning Essentials, offered through MAP. There probably is some small cost to that. Those have not come online yet for registration, but when they do, I'll let you know. So I'm thinking they'll probably be remote learning and you won't have to go there, so it may make it easier to attend these. So I'll keep you apprised of those.
All right. Thank you, Scott. All right. Let's move on to go to the order. Alexis Reed, you're joining us for the first time. Would you be willing to share a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So I actually just moved up here probably 2 years ago for freshman year. And I was super excited because I got the opportunity to live with my aunt, and I've always loved coming up here in the summer. So I was just stoked because I live relatively close to the lake and everything. So, yeah.
That's it. So you're a junior now?
I'm a sophomore.
Sophomore, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. So how did you find out about our liaison project?
So I have civics with Mr. Daniels, well, Ross Daniels, third hour. And I kept seeing this like Planning Commission Main Street thing on the board. And he's like, Lexi, I really think you should do it. Like, I think you'd be really excited about it. So at first I was like, fine, you know, whatever, I'll do it. And then when I got the like slide deck about what it was all about, I kind of got a little more excited about it.
Absolutely. Well, we're really glad that you're here. And at any point, if you have any questions, especially when we're doing discussion, please just speak up. And there are no dumb questions when it comes to this. A lot of us have been doing this for a while, but a few of us, it's there only for a little while. So we're all learning as we go, which is really cool. It's awesome that you're part of this.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Does anyone have any questions or?
No. Yeah, I've got a question for you. So Alexis, did you enjoy your first meeting you attended?
I mean,
or was it a little long?
It was a little long, but I took some notes because Mr. Daniels is super pumped to hear all about it. So
I'm glad to hear you got some notes.
Yeah, I was pretty satisfied with it. So before the meeting, I actually looked up the building because I had no idea where it was. And I like called my dad on the phone. And I was like, so what does this word mean? What does this mean? And I was like, I got really excited about it because that building is really ugly. So hopefully it'll turn into something good.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you made a learning opportunity out of it too. That's great.
Yes, I tried.
So Alexis, what does Boyne City need to make our community more appealing to young people?
I think maybe, I mean, obviously not now, but maybe some more winter activities. Cause I know we have a lot of stuff going on in the summer. We have stroll the streets and all that kind of stuff, like especially like 4th of July festivals. But in the winter, it's like, you got avalanche ice skating or skiing at Boyne Mountain. And it's just like, I wish there was more stuff to do in the winter in town, I guess.
How about the theater? Let's work toward getting that open.
Yeah, that would be awesome because driving to Petoskey when you don't have a license is not.
Hey, does anybody know, is anything going forward with the community center that Jim White was kind of spearheading?
No activity on that?
Nope.
I can...
Awkward silence.
Yeah.
Move on.
Yeah.
Well, that was discussed slightly on Facebook recently, and somebody said, well, the library might be planning to do a youth center in their old red building that used to be the farmer's market.
I saw that same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that'll probably happen quicker than... the other one. Well, and having COVID be over would be nice too, you know. We could absolutely.
Yeah.
There's a real need for meeting or gathering spaces in this town. So if that were finished, I would think it could be put to great use for the community. Not just for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Well, parking is the big problem there.
Right.
We did a parking study. This town has plenty of parking.
Yeah, but just not right there.
Well, if City Hall stays closed, there's a lot of parking across the street.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That's very true.
And go ahead, Tom.
Well, the other issue is I just don't think it's economically feasible for Jim to get that building up to code and stay open and staffed. And, you know, 74% of our students are already involved in extracurricular activities such as drama and music and sports. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just saying, you know, we have the pavilion, we have the library, we have the high school, we have the middle school, we have the city hall, we have the DNR office. Any of those could be the brick and mortar for student activities. I don't think we need another brick and mortar, but that's my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of kids that fall through the cracks on that, though, where having a place to go shoot pool or, you know, do other things, it might be a good thing. But as a community as a whole, maybe it shouldn't be geared towards students. Maybe it should be geared toward the community as a whole and make it available for meeting space and things like that.
Sure.
Absolutely. Okay. Does anyone have anything else to add? Okay, well then let's move to adjournment.
I will move that we adjourn the meeting.
I've got a motion.
I'll second the motion, Chair.
And Jeff. Jeff will second. roll call please, Jessica.
Bauman.
Aye.
McNaughton.
Aye.
Mablo.
Yes.
Needhammer.
Yes.
Newton.
I read her lips. She said yes.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Place.
Yes.
Jeff Ross.
Aye.
Monica Ross.
Yes.
All right. Well, we will see you guys next month. It'll be February 15th. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Well, thank you guys.
Maybe in person?
I don't know.
To be determined.
To be determined. We'll figure that out.
All right. Have a great evening, y'all.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
Yep. Good night, everyone. Trying to get in my room here.